AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. No agreement yet after the latest White House meeting on raising the nation's debt limit.
President Biden says it was a productive meeting.
There's still work to do, but I made it clear to the speaker and others that we'll speak regularly over the next several days, and the staff's going to continue meeting daily to make sure we do not default.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says the negotiating structure has changed.
We've got a lot of work to do in a short amount of time.
The Treasury Department says without congressional intervention, the nation could go into default by the beginning of next month. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer was asked what an agreement would look like.
We'll not sacrifice our values. They'll probably not sacrifice their values, but we'll have to come together on something that can avoid default. Default is a disaster.
Republicans want spending cuts to go along with a vote on raising the debt limit. President Biden is curtailing his upcoming trip to the Indo-Pacific to focus on the debt limit. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The recent failures of a trio of mid-sized banks has once again raised questions about whether senior executives in the U.S. are being rewarded more for short-term gains, like rising stock prices, than for ensuring their company's long-term health. Testifying before the Senate Banking Committee, former Silicon Valley Bank CEO Greg Becker says management did all it could to prevent his bank's failure.
It's hard to believe that comment as it relates to the uniqueness of your bank. Your bank had about 90% of its deposits uninsured.
Disney is asking a state judge to dismiss a lawsuit filed by a government board appointed by Governor Ron DeSantis to oversee Disney World. The company claimed in a motion that Disney has been the victim of the weaponizing powers of government aimed at punishing it for protected speech. Disney's motion was filed in state court in Orlando. This is AP News. A study shows some YouTube recommendations sent violent and graphic gun videos to 9-year-olds.
YouTube is great at sending users videos based on the user's interests, but new research shows that the site's powerful algorithms can flood young users with violent and disturbing content. The nonprofit Tech Transparency Project created YouTube accounts mimicking the behavior of young boys with an interest in first-person shooter games. YouTube says it works hard to protect children, but the researchers say the study shows otherwise. The account that clicked on YouTube's suggestions soon was flooded with graphic videos about school shootings and how-to instructions on making firearms fully automatic. One video showed a shooter using a 50-caliber gun to fire on a dummy head filled with lifelike blood and brains. Many of the videos violate YouTube's own policies against violent or gory content. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.